back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., just heard oral argument on whether the NCAA can bar college athletes from receiving payments. That's a general statement. College athletes already receive some payments. They receive free tuition. They have these training facilities, special meals. There's certain things they can do. To some extent, it's a line drawing problem. What more can they receive? But the ultimate issue is going to be some college athletes have star quality. Some college athletes really, really are famous. They get a lot of exposure. They could sign deals with Nike right now for sneakers, make millions of dollars. Should they be able to do that while they're in college? Can the college insist that they split it with the university? Is the university going to want to permit them to use their logo? Like if it's a star at Duke, or it's a star at Notre Dame, or the University of Wisconsin, should the logos of those schools be on the guy's jersey when he endorses a product? It's a very, very tough case. There were liberals and conservatives on the court who seemed to be inclined towards letting athletes get paid, and there are people on both sides who are reticent. I'm going to tell you where I come down. Athletes should not get any money, no money whatsoever. They should get tuition. They should get training tables. And if they, what they are doing is, first of all, there is a model of college athletics that goes back almost, well, 200 years, which is that they're amateurs. They're getting trained. They're getting an education. A lot of these people are one and done. You know, the ones at Kentucky and basketball, they can burn out after a few years and they don't have an education. I think they should stay for 4 years. They should play. And if they're very good and go to the pros, that was their auditioning opportunity. If they hadn't had that, nobody would know how good they were. They'd show up at a combine or something and they'd look at them and say, get out of here. Who asked you? So they don't get to take advantage of the university and they get a lot of money, even if they have to split it with the university, which I don't see the Supreme Court ordering. It's going to be one or the other. What they can do is they can drop out of the university and go do it. They do in Kentucky, one and done. Luke, you look like you agree with me. You're a young guy. I want to, Luke, you're shaking your head.
I don't agree with you.
Luke is very young. Luke, young guys have to accumulate some wisdom. 40 years from now, you're going to have some wisdom, okay? What's your view on this, Luke?
Well, I understand your point of view and your perspective, but my question to that regard would be, does one individual exceptional player make a team?
Right, of course not.
Right. So it's not just the all-stars that go on and do make the $1 million that bring in the money to these athletic programs. A football team has got a roster of 70-plus individuals. You got basketball teams with 15 to 20 individuals, and it goes on and on. And not just the ones that go on to make the $1 million need to be able to provide support for what they're going through. And sometimes tuition and scholarships don't cover the bases. Like, there's stories all around the country of college athletes that bring in millions of dollars for programs like the University of Wisconsin, Baylor, Duke, around the country, that are going hungry. And it's because they don't have the time to work a part-time job because they're a student and they're playing on the team. And so I think that there should be some form of compensation that these athletes that are bringing in millions, if not billions of dollars for schools' athletics programs, to be able to make some money off of it. That's
let
my,
me tell you
my
something,
point.
Luke. If anybody who's a college athlete came up to me and said he's hungry, I'd say, hey, figure out how to buy a Big Mac, okay? That shouldn't be all that hard. You look like a smart guy. That's a lot of baloney. They get meal plans. They get meal plans.
Not all of the programs get the same meal plans, though. Some of the football players, yes, they get the football team will get the cream of the crop. But the individuals on the swim team or the tennis team that are still bringing in money for the university, those programs don't have nearly as lucrative benefits for the athletes. And it's the same regiment, though. They're still waking up. They're still doing all the practices. They're doing the work to be able to be excellent and strive to win championships for the school. And they don't necessarily get the same resources as the football team because it's not premier of a program.
The football team gets steak and they get their own training table. But here's the deal. The football and basketball programs carry everything else. They're the ones that get the money. The tennis team doesn't make any money for them. They lose money, and so does the swimming team. So if these guys, guess what? Get a part-time job.
The football teams and the basketball teams bring in enough money to compensate all of the players, though. It's not like let's not pretend that this – I agree with you. It's a line-drawing program, or it's a line-drawing problem. There is a line where people are making millions and millions and millions of dollars off of these student athletes. And the fact that you can't tell me that we can't pay them or compensate them, at least to make sure that nobody's going hungry, we need to draw the line in that place.
Like, you said that with a straight face. When did you ever see a hungry? Give me a break. Let me tell you something.
I'll send you the documentaries, Matt. I'll send them to you and then let me know.
I'll stay up to watch it, believe me.
Okay.
Look, let's cut the baloney here. Is there figure out a way to get a Big Mac? You could probably figure that out real good. The other thing I want to say is it isn't people that are getting the millions. It's universities are getting the millions. The Republican Party is cutting money to universities. How do you think universities run? Hire professors. How do you think they have women's teams? How do you think they have a fencing team or something of that nature? Because basketball and football play for it. That money is going to the university, and the kids on the basketball and football team are lucky to be there. They're auditioning. If they want to be one and done, like in Kentucky, then they go out, they burn out after 3 years, and they've blown their college education. I have no sympathy for them, none whatsoever. And they should stay 4 years. But whether they're one and done or whether they stay for 4 years, they are auditioning. They're 18 to 22. They're 18 to 22. And the price of their education is to make money to support all the other teams and their university. And that's a bunch of bull about their going hungry. That's like what? You think Meghan Markle and Meghan, whatever the hell her name is, and Prince Harry are going hungry? None of these people go hungry. They complain. Everybody complains. Nobody's, you know, there are people going hungry, and they're not the big athletes. Believe me, a lot of them are in the central city and rural areas. That's who's going hungry. So I have no sympathy with college athletes whatsoever.
Where do you think some colleges recruit these programs from, though? Where do you think that these athletes are coming from? There's plenty of people from all around the country that are being recruited, and not everybody. Let's not say that this is a Meghan Markle, Harry. That's the royal family, Matt. What are you talking about bringing them into this conversation?
Yeah, they were oppressed. You know, Oprah's oppressed. Everybody. I'm tired of people oppressed. You're in Madison over there. Everybody's oppressed. In Milwaukee, nobody's oppressed. They actually are in the inner city. Okay, that's great. Insight from the new generation, insight from Luke's generation. Luke is quite young, but he's smart as hell, but he's extremely young. He's articulate, but he needs to develop some wisdom, okay? Luke, you need to develop some wisdom. And I have no sympathy. Some guy comes in and he says he's an athlete, and he says, I'm hungry. Hey, Jack, why don't you do what I did? I was on the fencing team, and I had a part-time job, okay? That's the way it is. So maybe you give up a little sleep, okay? Quit playing video games. Do not pull on my heartstrings. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are lighted up. Please do not hang up. I will get back to you, get back to the lines right after the break.